Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
Joined in the studio by three of the boys, rather men, I should
say. Three out of five.
We've got Punchy Ho, we've got Kevin J, and we've got Pappy Zach. Hello, sirs.
Hey.
How are we all doing?
Hello.
He asked the question, how are we doing?
Yeah, how are you doing?
We're doing well.
He asked two questions, actually, and then we were answering one by one.
This is obviously doing well.
So what's Jen Han and Neto?
Oh.
Yeah, vacation.
They're very busy doing their own thing.
Their own thing.
We will update you once we check on their Instagram.
Because Jen Han doesn't reply his WhatsApps.
True.
Neto, however, replies his WhatsApps too often.
Right.
So we don't know exactly what's going on, because he will say one thing and then the next minute he'll send another thing. So we usually silence his number.
Uh-huh. So I was saying at the beginning of the show then, obviously 10 years ago you stepped onto a stage as boys, and now 10 years later clearly
men.
I said everybody's gotten a bit bigger, a bit bolder, and a bit greyer.
Yep.
Which is true for myself, you know.
Okay.
It's a normal progression. Yeah, normal progression.
But in terms of comedy, what's kind of changed in the last 10 years, very quickly, just to set up?
Quite a lot, actually. The styles that we perform at is very different. Like, now I'm a storyteller. Before this, I was joke. Chiho's got, you know, a bit deeper than he was.
Yeah.
I'm using the words deep very loosely here.
I've been practicing my jokes in the well, obviously.
And Zach has
been remixing his jokes. Y'all didn't notice it, but yeah. What?
I mean, I remember, Chiho, seeing a video of you getting up on stage in a kind of... You were a character back then. You're like some...
Yeah, I was a character back then. Back then, I wasn't really comfortable with myself. Actually, now also, but yeah, it's a bit different. The costume I had for those characters became really tight.
Right.
So since then, I stopped.
I honestly forgot about that guy, you know?
Yeah.
So why 10 years ago did you all decide to get up on stage? And I mean, did you all know each other back then as well?
No. Not at all?
No. I can remember it was this show called Free Flow.
Mm.
It was hosted by the Actor Studio Bangsa. Remember that theatre? And they actually pay like 10 ringgit.
10 ringgit?
Yeah, for people to get up on stage. Because it's like a free flow format.
I thought we had to pay 10 ringgit to get on stage.
Oh, is it?
Had to pay 10 ringgit to get on stage.
I don't know. We were helping people to organize the show. I was actually just one of the hosts, one of the five hosts. So.
Right.
Yeah, these guys went up there and did stand up.
Yeah, and that's when I first met
Puppies,
right? Mm-hmm. And it was weird because we all came together in this one, you know, common thing that we were doing at that time. And me and Neto, I think we did a show 1 month prior to that. And that was the first time I got on stage.
Right.
And it was just basically 150 of our friends put in a club and we started telling jokes. Neto did really well. Mm. I, on the other hand, did not. And
hey, come on, he did well.
No, this is not free flow. You were not there. You don't know, okay? It was horrible.
How bad?
Like, proper horrible. Like I could see the faces of my friends who came up to me and said, hey, good show. Like, you know, I could see them like, what is he doing with his life? Why is he doing this? Right? We have to support him no matter what, but can he stop, please?
Actually, I remember Calvin and Neto approaching me right after the show was over. You know, it was just like a kid in the playground. It's like, hey, you want to be our friends? We do comedy, and then we want to make comedy fun. So be our friend. I'm like, okay.
And here you are 10 years later still.
Still.
Are they still the same? You know.
Still the same? Well, no.
I remember that scene very differently.
No.
Okay, I remember you coming up to me like, oh, so you do comedy, huh? Okay, lah. let's be friends. No, don't laugh.
You guys approached me. He's like, you're quite funny. You're quite funny.
At that point, I was still going around going, hey, what is comedy? That was 10 years ago.
All right,
a lot has changed then, right?
Yeah, for sure. Ladies and gents, we are giving some tickets away to see the opening night. No, not the opening night. One night at Crack House Comedy Club. It's happening on the 16th to the 17th.
That's right.
We're giving away tickets to the show on the 16th, a pair of tickets. All you got to do is answer this question for us.
Now, the boys to men of stand-up have appeared in a TV show aired by Comedy Central Asia. Now, what is the show called? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win those tickets to watch the Boys to Men of Stand Up.
Finished?
Yep, done.
Sure? Done? Do you want to try and do that again, that last little bit?
No.
You sure? All right. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
These boys are...
Poon Chee Ho.
Kavin J.
Papi Zach.
See how that went? It started Poon Chee Ho, Kavin J. Papi Zach.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just to clarify, my name is Papi as in P-A-P-I, not the dog. I am halal certified.
But also, he is cute, like the puppy.
Oh.
All right, we have a giveaway tonight. Well, the question is, the Boys to Men of Stand Up have appeared in a TV show aired by Comedy Central Asia. Now, what is the show called? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Send your name, IC number, and tell us why you deserve to win.
All right, so 10 years ago, Harith Iskander was probably up on stage, obviously. Who else was up and around and doing stand-up by then?
Indy and Alan.
Jit Murad.
Jit Murad.
Afli Chowki as well. He did stand-up for a while. And Douglas Lim.
Douglas Lim actually started with us.
Yeah.
Oh, same time.
Chronologically, right, Jen Han started first.
Oh. Wait, before Douglas?
Yeah, he kind of, in a sense, opened for Douglas.
Oh.
Because right before, I remember, because as I was hosting that show, what happened was while Jen Han was on stage telling jokes, up comes Douglas Lim, and I told him at that time, he was like, hey, is this Chinese fellow funny or not?
Douglas asked Jen Han.
If it's funny, I need to change my joke, you know.
So technically, all of us open for Douglas Lim, lah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So, but in terms of content of stuff, what you guys are doing now, then compared to what they were doing 10 years ago, has it advanced in terms of? I don't know, because stand up can be a very cerebral thing, right?
Yes.
And sometimes the content, which we look at every day in Malaysian life, whether it be the politics, the news, and whatever we're looking at, isn't often the most cerebral of things.
Yes. Okay, when we started out, I guess a lot of us chose the path of the lowest common denominator, which is the race jokes.
Right.
Right. I think we have all grown from that, and we've come to a point now where, you know, we were given we read books, we went on the internet, we learned the rules of stand-up comedy. You shouldn't do this, your jokes has to be like this. And I think it has come to a point where we've broken every single rule, and, you know, we realize that we still can be funny by breaking the rules. Mm-hmm. And we've learned that well, and I think now it shows in our stand-up that we're not just the normal joke-telling machines that does the lowest common denominator and just try to, you know, make everyone happy. We try to tell our story as well, and also, you know, a lot of our personalities come shining through from those jokes. Mm.
Actually, I started off, like, differently, because one of my main inspirations why I did this was this guy by the name of Dimitri Martin, watching him for the first time in 2006. I thought, hey, that's the way to go, right? One-liners, smart jokes, this and that. So I went that way, obviously died. I realized that, hey, no lah. Maybe I'll try some stupid jokes.
So it came back to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah. I mean, I started out differently too, because, I grew up in the States, and I grew up with Eddie Murphy Raw.
Right.
So essentially, stand-up comedy for me was, you know, a whole bunch of cuss words and people think it's going to be funny. Like, you know, those little playground, like, dirty humor kind of stuff. But then learning through these guys, actually, honestly... I learned through you guys, okay? I mean, I thought comedy was more than that, you know? I love the whole storytelling aspect of it. I love the whole misleading the audience into a joke and punchline kind of thing. So that's how I grew up.
So I'm assuming from that then that the audience must have changed as well in terms of how they interact with the comedians.
Yes, a lot of times, not only the comedian matures, the audience matures as well, because they keep coming for our shows and they realize, you know, how to act in a comedy show. Mm. Like the one of the first few audiences that we had, they didn't know when to laugh,
right.
Or they didn't know when to applause, or they didn't know they could applause.
They didn't understand the joke.
Yeah, it's not that they didn't understand the joke. They didn't understand the situation they were in.
Right.
They knew they could laugh, but if they really liked the joke, they can applause, right? But the thing is, they didn't know. They were like, can clap.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like they matured as well, and you know, and now like we have a really mature stand up comedy audience, I would say, because they've been there. They've watched comedy before. Even if they haven't, they've been, you know, on the net to watch comedy. They know how to, you know, they know how to react to comedy now.
Right. I mean, I can kind of relate to that in a little bit, because the first time I kind of saw Russell Peters and the stuff that he does,
right,
and that is, you know, very racially oriented comedy.
Yeah.
If I was to have watched that in the UK kind of 10 years ago, everybody would have just been like, are we allowed to laugh at this?
Yeah.
You know, because it feels it's on that boundary of good and bad taste almost, you know. But when you come here to Malaysia and that kind of comedy is it's part and parcel of being Malaysian and the Malaysian scene, right?
Right.
So it kind of got accepted a lot more here, and so therefore I could accept it. It sounds do you know what I mean?
Yes, we know exactly
right.
What you mean.
Because I found it difficult to watch him the first time, just because England was so super PC.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, can I laugh? Am I allowed to laugh at that? You know.
It's called white guilt.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Over here is like an A. He's like talking our neighbor like that. Something different here, I guess.
Right. So the younger comedians who are coming up now in Malaysia, I mean, there's a young fella who's doing quite well on social media right now by saying things that are going against the grain, as we know, and talking about football players in certain areas.
Can we not say his name?
We can. Hi, Carl Idris.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough.
He's doing very well, right, in
yes.
terms of his social media traction and stuff. But do you think there's going to be a point where there's going to be some kind of backfire from that? Do you worry about that as a community?
No, not at all. I mean, the thing is, what Haikal is doing is, you know, his personal stuff. And yes, there's a lot of backlash because he wants it. He wants the backlash.
Right.
And sometimes comedians do things to get, you know, the response that they want.
Yeah.
And that is the response. Exactly. No matter how he tries to deny it, or, you know, no matter how someone tries. Haikal, I hope, won't deny this. But the fact that he's doing it because he wants the backlash.
Yeah.
Because he wants the attention. Because he wants the response that he's getting.
Yeah, but do you think that it's going to be difficult for him to, like, you know, get hired to perform at other gigs and all?
He will have difficulty. He will have difficulty simply because these rules are not basically made by comedians. It's made by those people who hire them.
For the comedians,
and usually when you hire someone, you want to really play safe.
Yeah.
So that, you know, everyone will go back home happy and that sort of thing. But having said that, now, Haikal, I like his jokes because they're nicely written. As comics, right, when your jokes are nicely written, we can appreciate it. But there are some out there so who goes on and do like really punny jokes. We're like, puns, come on. See, in our community, we kind of, in some sense, don't want to accept that, but we want to accept someone like Haikal because those jokes are...
But didn't you start with the punny jokes?
Exactly.
Right.
But
we did.
So there is a hierarchy.
It was 10 years ago.
It is ironic. Gino's making this sound very clicky.
Right.
We are not. Okay, anyone... it's not like, oh, you can't join our club. No, it's not like that. Okay, it's a fact. Like, I like Haikal as well. I mean, he performs well on stage. And, you know, a lot of times... okay, he won't get a lot of high-paying corporate gigs. Because he's not safe. But then clubs, on the other hand,
right,
would hire him. Because, look, you know, he may be risque, he may be this, but look, his name's out there. A lot of people know his name.
And I think he's getting a level of respect as well, because he's at that stage where, and I've said this many times, you know, stand-up comedians for me in Malaysia now are the ones that can say the things that we're not allowed to say, you know, almost.
Yeah, I always say this, the fact that we kind of have to take responsibility of what we say, whereas the people who actually do have to take responsibility to what they say are not.
Right.
They're laughing at them,
but
they, you know, kind of put their eye on us, which is weird because, you know, that's not how society is. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be the other way around, right? You don't take a comedian seriously, whereas you kind of take a politician seriously.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's messed up,
well,
right?
I think I like to quote Douglas Lim on this, and he said this something which is, for me, is right now. We comedians, our job is to find the middle ground between what is being said at the mamak table, you know, just really risque stuff. Right. And what can be shown on our safe, very, very safe TV medium. So we are right in between.
Right. Mm.
So that's our job, to basically find the middle ground.
Be the
safe, unsafe, and but like make everyone happy.
If we flash back to what Papi was saying earlier about, you know, watching Eddie Murphy and people like that, they weren't taking a middle ground at all, were they? They were storming forward and...
Yeah, but you have to understand the censorship
in
the US is a lot different from what it is in Asia.
Yeah.
Not only Malaysia, just all over Asia, right? So, you know, yeah, they could move forward. They didn't really want the corporate shows. That's not where the big money is.
Right.
They wanted the TV shows. They wanted to make a name for themselves. They wanted to make themselves a household name, which is when they get the big bucks doing the TV shows.
Mm.
We probably won't get TV shows.
Why? What do
Some
you
people have got TV shows. Speak for yourself.
Even if we do get TV shows, look at him now. He's wearing sunglasses indoors. Right? He's obviously not matured enough.
But you want to put it out there, even in the TV shows right here, we are being given your email like pages and pages of rules and regulations, words you cannot say. If you want to say like really, really use dirty words, you must use it tastefully.
So you'd rather not being featured on TV?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Go straight to DVD.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a DVD player.
For us it's online. That's the next best thing. And we want to go online. We want to get the movie deals. We want to get money. Obviously we do. I mean, who doesn't, right? You want to get the $1 million TV deal.
Exactly.
But you know, the thing is, stand up is our first love. And you know, like Eddie Murphy, the moment he got his TV deal, he's out.
That's it.
Mm. That's it. Right, no more comedy DVDs.
Yeah, yeah.
But
So people at Pasar Malam, you know, if you want comedy stuff, right, you can always record our sets at clubs. And,
and usually the clubs have no recording policy. So, you know, you work between that.
Yeah, we have to, you know.
All right.
We'll find a deal.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back right with the news from page two. And, of course, Smarty Pants and some other stuff. Giveaway is this.
The Boyz II Men of Stand Up have appeared in a TV show aired by Comedy Central Asia. Now, what is the show called? Send your name and your IC number 201-620-19000. Send your name, IC number, and tell us why you deserve to win.
We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Papi Zach.
Kavin J.
Punchy Ho.
There we go. The boys from Boyz II Men of Stand-Up, 10 years in comedy, doing 5 shows, is that right? Over 3 venues. PJ Live Arts, Crack House Comedy Club, and Live House KL. If you want to get your hands on some tickets to see them at the Crack House Comedy Club, all you got to do is answer this question for us.
Now, the Boyz II Men of Stand-Up have appeared in a TV show aired by Comedy Central Asia. Now, what is the show called? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Send your name, IC number, and tell us why you deserve to win.
Moving straight on to news from page 2.
What's all the shouting?
I'll go first.
Go on then.
I'll be talking about false advertising. Now, KFC, this lady's just planning to sue KFC for $20 million. Now, she's in the States. So the reason why she's suing KFC is because she bought a $20 bucket of chicken from KFC. And she thought of having a few meals, you know, because it's a bucket of chicken. And it says, you know, well, the advertisement, it says that, you know, you can feed your whole family. But when she bought the bucket, the chickens were so small, it was half a bucket.
Right.
So she was very, very disappointed, and she's suing them for $20 million.
So isn't like a bucket, they can feed a normal family, right?
Yeah.
Right?
You can't feed a normal family. You can't feed my family. I don't know about Zach's family. Might be an issue.
I'm the only one, okay?
Yeah, that's why I said you would have the bucket, and then your family would go hungry.
But no, but this same goes to another fast food chain, you know, where we had
Filet-O-Fish.
McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. You know, you expect a whole entire slice of cheese, but...
Right.
They gave half a slice.
I know. What's going on there?
Because they try to fit it in the bun.
It's it all doesn't about proportion. Even fit. It was just half of it. Dude, you can put a whole bloody cheese
it's
there.
It's the same deal why, you know, when you order your Subway, you get your cheese is properly, like, triangulated.
Yeah.
And then
Well, look at Zach trying to defend McDonald's.
Maybe people are just against cheese sticking out. You know, sticking
I like that. I like that. But it's back to Subway, though. Yeah, it's when you see them counting out the number of pickles they put on your slice.
I know.
Really, just get a handful and throw them on. $20 million she's suing
$20
for.
Million. Dollars.
Right.
Well,
okay.
I hope she gets it.
Yeah. Come on, then. Who else we got?
I have a story on, now. This story came out from China. And this boy, 13 years old, accidentally, like, kind of, well, he went to elevator. The elevator malfunctioned. He got locked inside the elevator. Now, this boy is a genius, you know. He did a few things. Number one, he pressed the button to bring the elevator to the ground floor in case this elevator betrays him and start, you know, falling and kill him. Whoosh. Okay, that's one.
Right.
After shouting and crying for a few hours, he then decides to take out a piece of paper and write a note saying that, hey, I'm in here, please help me, and shove it outside. And after that, after shouting for a few hours and crying, he then decides, you know, to do his homework.
Oh,
whoa.
No!
Starting in mathematics to science and to Chinese. Apparently, he also did his memorization for his other work also. That's...
How did he get out?
Yeah, how did he get out? How did he get out?
He eventually got out. After 5 hours, he eventually got out. And when the doors opened, and he said it in the quote that he's very happy to find so many people waiting for him, families, teachers, and obviously the pasukan bomba.
I can imagine like a whole like a crowd of just people just clapping, you know, like that one guy like, yeah.
His teachers were waiting outside.
Yeah.
So how sure
he just didn't make up his books, you know?
Yeah, like, how sure he didn't make up the story about doing his homework? Maybe
exactly.
He just sat there.
Yeah. They come to find out whether or not he's handing it in late, and why is he handing it in late? I was still gonna live.
But I think if let's say. If anyone out there listening, you can't find yourself having the ability or the inspiration to study, I think you just have to lock yourself in an elevator for 5 hours.
Speaking about China, they're bringing this thing that they're trying to bring into law where they want to give all of their citizens a score. And that rating could affect every kind of area of their life. So depending on how well you behave, depends on your score, like from 0 to 5, right? So up in points. So the ambition is to collect like every scrap of information online. So it's using big data to collect information about people, you know, where have they visited? Where have they voted? Have they behaved themselves? Which restaurants are they going to? Are they visiting their parents and their grandmothers? The courts get involved, the police get involved, banking, tax and employment records, doctors, teachers, local governments, everything. And now the kind of punishment if you are if you misbehave or you're on a low score is stuff like it's like a credit card plan. Right, so you've got, you know, basic, normal, platinum, or whatever it is, but these punishments go from things like very small and less severe punishments, like you can't ride on the soft sleeper carriage on a train, so you have to have the hard bench. You can't go first class on planes. You can't dine at any of the finer hotels. You're not allowed to travel abroad. You can't send your kids to the best schools. All of these kind of things.
What is the rating based on? Is it like the grade A, B, or like 5-star rating, 3?
It goes from 0 to 5.
What?
0 to 5.
So who rates them? Who rates them?
This is it's like it's a government related thing. So there's like there's an agency somewhere who is rating these people.
You know? Oh my god, they're too free.
I think someone from China read American history and thought, "Hey, we kind of missed the civil rights era. Like, let's put it back into system."
Exactly. I mean, this is going back to stuff like the Cultural Revolution and this whole. Anyway.
But there's also a new law. If you don't visit your parents, you get sued. The parents can sue their kids.
The parents can now sue their kids
if they don't visit them.
Say, hey, I see you like me. Please rate me.
But it's funny you should say that because some companies have started using this rating system, and you can carry this thing like literally a card that you carry around with you. I am this score, and they've been using it on dating apps. And so some of the women have been like, you know, I like this guy, but I noticed that he only has a 3-star rating. Therefore, I'm not going on a date.
Oh my god, he's like getting an Uber.
He's a cheap bug.
Anyway, Kevin, I know you've got.
I'm very excited to tell this story. Okay, there has been a discovery of a new insect that, you know, it's apparently the most dangerous insect, right? Apparently, it's got 200 poison glands.
Okay.
414 legs.
Wow.
And 4 male reproductive organs.
Oh, what? What
yeah.
is that?
Yeah. Four, you know.
No, I know, what I know, is, I know, I know. But what kind of insect is this?
What does it look like?
Yeah, okay, it looks like a centipede, right? Uh-huh. Okay. So it's got, it apparently is the family of the centipede, and it's got the most number of legs, and it's been discovered in Spain, not exactly where, they haven't given the full details yet, but it basically it shoots out poison.
Okay. From where is the question?
From where?
From where? From the 200 glands around its body.
Okay.
So right? What's the insect called?
And it's got 414 legs, which can handily turn into the male reproductive organs.
Oh.
Yep. You know what?
Yep.
Wow, you know, no way, I want to know the name of the insect. Worm that's gonna what's the name
okay,
of the insect?
Okay, the name of the insect is...
Oh, this should be interesting. Come on.
Terry. Ilacme tubini.
Ilacme tubini.
Tubini.
Oh, tubini.
What is the country of origin?
Spain. Spain. It's in Spain. Okay. Well, obviously, that's a scientific name. They haven't given like a proper name yet. I mean, you know, you could call it the
it's like, you like me to wee wee.
Right, we're going to move on. We've got this little thing. It's called Smarty Pants. You know what it sounds like? A little bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
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 Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
We have a new high score, fellas. Yeah, what's
29.
29.
Wow. Is it Jason?
No.
No.
Of course not. Come on.
No.
Is it those guys?
Jason's
from
highest score is 22.
It is. Oh. Yes.
Sports Bandits.
Sports Bandits. They're a bit fast, though, you know.
You know, well, to be fair, there was like two of them, and one of them is like a really smart guy.
Really? Uh-huh.
But there's three of you.
Okay.
But none of us are really smart.
We're not like...
Have you met Zach?
Hey, I'm good with trivial stuff, okay?
Hey, but serious, can we hold hands or should we hold hands?
No, la, bro. Okay. Let go of my hand.
Okay. Are we ready? 3 minutes. Start now, guys. Das Auto is a slogan for which car manufacturer?
VW.
Correct. Which vowel is on the middle letter row on a computer keyboard? A or E?
A.
Correct. What color is the snake on the logo of car manufacturer Alfa Romeo? Is it blue or green?
Green.
Scientist Humphrey Davy discovered the inhalation of which gas could relieve a conscious person from pain? Nitrous oxide or morphine?
Morphine.
Nitrous oxide.
That was it.
Which four-letter word beginning with V is a small, usually glass, dosable container for holding liquids? Veal or vial?
Vial.
Vial.
Used in gaming, what are devil's bones? Dice or game pieces?
Dice.
Correct. The Nyultrum is the basic currency of which Asian country? Nepal or Bhutan?
Bhutan.
What type of animal is a reedbuck? A deer or an antelope?
Antelope.
Correct. Well, in which part of the human body are the metatarsus bones? The hand or the foot?
Hand.
It's the foot, yes. US actor Adam West and James Woods guest star as themselves in various episodes of which US animated television series?
Family Guy.
Correct. What is cartoon cat Garfield's favorite food?
Lasagna.
Which four-letter word beginning with D means to move rapidly and is it a punctuation mark? Is it dash or a dare?
Dash.
In June 1938, Action Comics number 1 was published, featuring which comic book hero for the first time, Superman or Batman?
Superman.
Dmitry Mendeleev is credited for the first version of which table, the periodic table or the round table?
Periodic table.
Which English beer is known as Newquay Brown? Newcastle Brown or Belhaven?
Newcastle Brown Ale.
Wrigley Field in Chicago is a venue for which sport, ice hockey or baseball?
Baseball.
Aurophobia is the irrational fear of which metal, silver or gold?
Gold.
Correct. What color cape does Batman's sidekick Robin wear in the 1960s television series? Red or yellow?
Yellow.
Red.
First answer, it's yellow. Comedian Larry David starred in the US television show Curb Your What?
Enthusiasm.
The coffee shop Central Perk features in which...
Friends.
Cross, tail, and head are all types of which weather condition? Wind or rain?
Wind.
St. Nicholas Day, the patron saint of children, is traditionally celebrated on the 6th of which month? November or December?
December.
What is the extreme sport called in which a person hurls himself down a hill inside a large hollow ball? Zorbing or hurling?
Zorbing.
George Clooney, Michael Keaton, and Val Kilmer have all played which fiction?
Batman.
Correct. What is the currency of Argentina, the peso or the lira?
Lira.
It's no, the peso!
I knew.
Carry on. Come on. Time. The Aurora Australis is also known by what name? The Northern Lights.
Northern Lights.
Southern Lights. Which Disney film released in 1994 is the highest grossing hand-drawn film in history? Snow White or The Lion King?
Lion King.
First answer. Okay. The Mossbauer effect refers to what sort of radiation? Gamma or xenon?
Gamma.
Correct. I can give you one more question. A violent storm is which number on the Beaufort scale? 10 or 11?
11.
Correct. We're out of time. We'll be right back after these messages. We got through 29 questions. Let's see how well the boys did right after this. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
These boys are...
Bobby Zack, Bobby J.
Just before the break, the boys are taking part in Smarty Pants. Clearly, they've done well.
Pretty well.
A lot of dings, not so many buzzers.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through some of the questions first to see how well they did.
All right, the first one. Scientist Humphrey Davy discovered the inhalation of which gas could relieve a conscious person from pain is nitrous oxide.
Just for the record, morphine is not a gas.
Yeah.
What is the currency of Argentina? It's peso. The Aurora Australis is also known by what name? Is Southern Lights. Southern Lights.
Ready?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, drum roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chiho, Papi, and Kevin Scott are 26 points.
Yay! Woo! Jason.
You see, we'd stop saying that because we thought,
you know, poor boy.
You're right, though. You got higher than Jason. Yeah. Well done. Now, obviously, you're here to promote the show. Let's tell people where it is, how much the tickets are, and how they can get their hands on them.
Right, okay. The show is called Boys to Men of Comedy. It's five of us, Papi Zack, Kavi J, Puji Ho, Andrew Neto, and Kwa Jen Han, performing in single stage. The show runs from the 15th, which is in PJLA, 16th and 17th in the Krakow's Comedy Club, and the 18th and 19th in the Livehouse Comedy Club.
It's 1 week of just nonstop laughter, guys. So, I mean, it's a big show for us, especially because, you know, it's we're celebrating our 10th year in comedy. Yes, we got some old jokes. Yes, we got some new jokes. And, at the end of the day, we just want to share this this milestone with us, with our audiences and our fans.
Mm. Great. Where can you get tickets from, Chiho?
Well, you can get it at, for the first show, PJ Live Arts, you can get it at tix.my. At the Crack House show, you get it at PTIX, that's CH Boys Two Men at PTIX.
Now the two is spelled II.
Yeah, II.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's Live House is LH Boys II Men. PTIX.
I tell you what,
so complicated.
We'll put it
on the website. Let's put it on the website.
Just help people out.
Just help them out. And the tickets are.
Well, the tickets are okay. For PJ Live Arts, the most expensive ticket is 25 ringgit only.
Brilliant.
Okay? And the most expensive for the other shows is 50 ringgit, but if we bulk buy like 10, we sell it at 400 ringgit.
Okie dokie.
Okay, cool.
Right.
400?
For 10 tickets.
Oh, okay.
Don't you want to come to the show?
Right, so we've been asking you a question all the way through the show. The question was?
Now, the Boys to Men of Stand Up have appeared in a TV show aired by Comedy Central Asia. Now, what is the show called?
Stand Up Asia.
There we go. If you answered correctly, you will be hearing from us after the show. Good luck, everybody. You'll be seeing the boys over at the Crack House Comedy Club. Now then, facts. Adeline.
You know when people say bless you?
Yeah.
You know when someone sneezes, you know, because you need to sneeze? So your heart stops for a millisecond.
Oh.
And, did you know that, you know, banging your head against a wall burns 150 calories an hour?
Okay, right.
So I am banging my head on the wall.
I've learned something new. My fact is there is a species of bison with the scientific name bison. Right. There you go. So bison. I've learned something today.
Here's another fact, if you want. Papi Zack is the heaviest comedian among all five.
Hey, I've been working hard on that, you know.
It's 10 years of work, Zach.
Yeah, exactly.
Well done.
He was the heaviest 10 years ago.
Fellas, thank you very much
for coming.
Thank
you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with the
show.
Looking forward to it. All right, folks, you have been listening to That Time of Night. Of course, we will be back tomorrow from Deepest Darkest Banda Atama. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.